morning, friends and family. I have not been on here for quite a while. I don't even remember. It's been weeks, I think. But we got busy, and our little mini house of prayer here can keep us very busy sometimes. If you're new to our channel, my name is Gail Manizak, and I am co-founder of not only City Changers Illinois, but Morningstar Ministry Group, which we have here every Sunday. So today I'm going to talk about Joshua after Moses had died in Joshua chapter 1. It says the Lord's servant Moses had died. And then the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, who had helped Moses in his work. And the Lord said to Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, he is dead. Now you and all these people, you must get ready to cross the Jordan River. Lead the people of Israel into the land that I am giving to them. I have given to you every part of the ground that you walk on. I promised Moses that I would do this. And in verse 4, it goes on to say, you'll have all the land from the desert in the south of the Lebanon Mountains and to the north. It will be from the river Euphrates to the Mediterranean Sea on the west. And you will have all the land of the Hittite people. No one can stop you from taking this land as long as you live. And then God goes on to say to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will always be with you. I will never leave you alone. Be strong, he says, and do not be afraid. You will lead these people to take the land. And that is the land that I promised to give to their ancestors. So be strong and do not be afraid, the Lord said. But be very careful to do all the things that Moses commanded you to do. Then everything will go well with you. Everything that you, or everywhere that you go. So you must keep on speaking about the words of God's law. Think about what it says all the time. Be careful to obey it. Then you will do well and you will win. Remember that I have told you this. Be strong and do not be afraid. Do not be weak, but be brave. I, the Lord your God, will be with you everywhere that you go. That is such an amazing promise to us, because God is no respecter of persons. He's with us as well as he was with them in everything they did, everything they said, and everywhere they went. And then Joshua, he speaks to the Israelites, and Joshua commanded the leaders of the people. He said, go through all the places where the people live and tell them to get food ready. Get food ready for a journey. In 3 days, you will cross the Jordan River. You'll begin to take the land for yourselves. Amen. This is the land that the Lord your God is ready to give to you. Joshua said to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. Remember what Moses, the Lord's servant, told you. The Lord your God is giving to you a place to rest safely. Isn't that amazing? Because you know what? There's times that we get tired, really weary. We've been through a lot and we need a place of rest. And so God was going to take them to this place. He's given you this land, your wives, children, animals, they can stay in this land that Moses gave to you. And then on the east side of the Jordan River, he said they can stay there. But your strong men, they must cross the river with their weapons. They must go in front of the other Israelite tribes. And you must help them until the Lord gives them a place to rest, as he has already given to you. So they needed a place to rest too, but they were still doing what the Lord had told them to do. When all the other tribes are safe, it goes on to say, inland, this is what Joshua is saying, you may return to the land east of the Jordan. Moses gave this land to you. So the people, they said and replied back to Joshua, we will do whatever you tell us, and we will go wherever you send us, as we always obeyed Moses. They told him, so we will obey you. The Lord your God was with Moses, so we pray that the Lord will be with you too. And they're replying to Joshua, so if anyone turns against you and he does not obey your commands, the people say, we will make sure that he dies. You must be very strong and brave. They're, like I said, replying this to Joshua. And then in Joshua 2, which I'll go to later today or tomorrow, Rahab helps the two men of Israel, and that is really an amazing chapter also. So we'll do chapter 2 either later today or tomorrow. But anyway, this is, I try to keep the messages short because, for one thing, I keep them on the Bible because the Bible's the most important thing you can fill your heart and mind and soul with. And I love reading the Bible. Not that that affects you all that much, but also each chapter is, it's just, you know, like a short read for the day or the hour that you're in right now. Anyway, God bless you all. We keep you all covered in prayer. Those of you who follow us, all of our friends, family, and acquaintances, we keep in prayer daily. In saying that, let me just say, have an amazing, amazing Monday. Have an amazing week. And we'll do chapter 2 next. Thank you.